Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Tran Monet, and today I'm thrilled to have my guest with me, Trinity Jagdeo. Trinity Jagdeo is the founder and CEO of From We Can't to We Can. She's built this organization from the ground up. At the young age of 17, she decides to start this nonprofit to provide inclusion and funding for the special needs community. Day to day, she pounds the pavement to provide the necessary funding and materials needed to run the organization. Trinity hosts her own virtual show, At Home Series, where she highlights individuals in the special needs community and donates to her guests. Additionally, Trinity is a motivational speaker. She speaks at colleges, clubs, and schools, not only representing the special needs community, but also inspiring young people to be the change that we wish to see. Well, hello, Trinity. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sydney. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So talk to me, what are you doing with your nonprofit from We Can't to We Can?
Yeah, so right now we are actually moving forward and animating our book. We have three books out available for purchase on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All three of the books are based off of kids with special needs and disabilities that are featured as superheroes. And they also are based off of local kids around New Jersey. So we have stepped into the process of animating and creating our own cartoon show to highlight these disabilities as well as show the society different characters and representation of the disability community. So that is what we are doing currently, as well as raising funds and things like that for the special needs community. Very recently, actually, we were able to acquire a brand new wheelchair for a family that was in need. So that's basically what we do. We fundraise for money. A portion of the proceeds that we make from the book, we actually donate it back to a family in need. So that's basically what we do day to day, fundraise and find ways that we can help and represent the disability community.
Wow, that's really exciting. And I'm curious, how are you able to publish your first book, Alice the Ace, within only the first few months of starting your nonprofit?
My mom is a business owner, and so she was able to give me some tips as far as how to get my book out there. She suggested Amazon. So Amazon has their own publishing market. And so I had to illustrate and write the book myself. The only thing that Amazon really does is that, you know, they print it out for you. So I really just stuck at it. I was illustrating and drawing and creating the story because I knew I really wanted to get it out there as soon as possible. And it all came together, glory to God.
Absolutely. And staying on that topic, how does your faith help you?
God motivates me and inspires me all the time. I give him credit for everything that I do. Actually, each of our characters, they have a Bible verse that they say as a slogan, and it's also in the back of the book. So God definitely is the reason and the reason for everything, and really creates all the opportunities that I have. So I really use my faith to my advantage, and I'm just blessed by him in every single way.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, you have to give God the glory for everything because he has, you know, brought us here. He has brought me, he has given me this platform to use to bring people like you on here and to really support my community. I really think it was him that, you know, really pushed me to do something and start something like this. And I really appreciate you saying that you really rely on him for, you know, starting your organization and, you know, really helping others in need. That's really inspiring.
Thank you.
Of course. So where does your passion lay with your nonprofit?
So I started my nonprofit because of my best friend who has spinal muscular atrophy. And I've been best friends with her since kindergarten. I met her in kindergarten and she was playing hopscotch with the rest of the kids. And I was just completely moved how she didn't let her disability define her or weigh her down. And so that inspired me to create representation for people like her. There was one specific moment when she was in the hospital and she had no motivation. She was in the hospital for 6 months and she had no motivation or no inspiration no role model to look up to while she was going through one of the hardest times in her life. And so I had decided to create representation and role models because I know that she wasn't the only person going through it. And I just have a really big passion for the special needs community. I've always been surrounded by kids with special needs and disabilities, and I've always had a heart to want to help them and want to be friends with them. I was the kid that would choose to play with them rather than other friends that I had. I would choose to go play with them at recess, or if they needed extra help, I would take out that time to do that for them. So my passion has always been to help the special needs community because I've been moved by them at a young age. So that's really where my passion comes from.
That's really special to not only others but myself, because I also share that kind of feeling of what can we do for the special needs community, because I have an older brother. He is suffering from cerebral palsy, and you know, he's pushing through every single day trying to do what he can. He's been really, really helpful around the house. I don't know if, you know, our family could be as sustained as it is right now if it weren't for him. And for people like you to really create something that uplifts them and really helps them see that they are important in this world and they're welcome in this world is really helpful. And I implore you to keep doing what it is that you're doing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what clubs were you involved in at school or church then? How did that fulfill you and who you are today?
So actually, I went to a private school, and so there were a lot of different opportunities that I was able to be involved in. Specifically, there was it's called Rising Stars, where it was really the classroom where they had special needs kids and disabilities. And I was able to volunteer my time, one of my slots during school, and I was able to go and hang out with them and help them with schoolwork or just be in the classroom and play with them. And so that was really important to me because I was still able to have my organization and help them out at the same time, really be hands-on with them. And most importantly to me, after I graduated, I was actually able to go back and donate a whole bunch of Christmas gifts to them. Via my organization. So I've been blessed to be able to be involved in something so incredible that has to absolutely do with my passion. And so that was one of the most, I was involved in a lot of different things, but that club or that opportunity, I should say, was one of the most important to me.
That's really interesting. And I'm glad that you're able to use what you learned to really help you do and get to where you are today. And it's really inspiring to see that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what gives you hope to keep pushing on and do what you do every single day?
I really hope to achieve representation in society for the disability community. The adult population, the adult disabled population is 26%, yet there is only 2.1% of representation in actors and actresses with a disability, and so that's really hard for a lot of people to, you know, want to be inspired by movies when these characters don't really represent who they are, and so I really hope to create and represent and inspire the disability community, and not just the disability community, society as a whole. The name From We Can't to We Can, we can't. Society puts that mold and that label over the disability community, thinking that they can't do a plethora of things when they can. They really can. And so I hope to not only inspire the disability community, but to also inspire society and show them what they're capable of. See the able, not the label. And so I really, that's the really big goal, to be nationwide and to inspire as many people as possible.
That's so exciting to hear, and for your drive and passion to really get that representation out there and let people know that people that are disabled, they don't feel like they can do much in the world, because like you said, people give them the label that they can't do anything for themselves, they can't do something that could be helpful because they put their disabilities before what their true worth is. And for you to really stand up for that and really say that they can do what they can do, I really think that you're representing that community well.
Thank you.
Yes, and it is my understanding that you hosted an event at a local park for kids with disabilities. How did you get that support to help you really fulfill that and make that work?
So I really just reached out to the local businesses and things like that, and I talked about my vision, and so many businesses reached out and just supported me in a way that I was extremely grateful for. We had free bounce houses, food trucks came out and paid for spots, and we were given so many items and donated so many things. So we were definitely proud and blessed and grateful for the community support.
Wow, I'm so glad that you were able to achieve something like that. I know that everyone that participated or everyone that came out to be a part of the activities were really excited and happy to see that there was something out there that was made for them and that they can enjoy for themselves.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Trinity, for joining me thus far, and thank you to the listeners that have been joining me thus far as well, and we'll be right back after this break.
Leonkwe Chevette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonkwe Chevette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Thank you so much, Trinity, for joining me thus far. And so I have noticed that in your bio when I mentioned that you have a virtual show called the At Home Series. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so since April, since the pandemic started, because we weren't able to host the fashion show that we wanted to hold, we had to figure out a way to still reach out to the disability community and allow them to share their stories. So I came up with the idea of having a virtual show and interviewing people from all around the world. It's been an incredible experience. We've had so many people reach out to us and be on the show. Basically, it's between 5 to 10 minutes of just allowing the person to share their story, share their point of views, their perspectives. And at the end of each show, we actually donate something to them, whether it be money, whether it be something that they actually asked for. I like to joke around and say, it's like Ellen, but it's with Trinity. So we're able to donate to them at the end of the show. It's really just our thanks and just our way of giving back to the community and showing our advocacy and always just helping out, whether it's someone that's in need or someone we just want to be able to give back just to say thank you. That's just what we do. So I started the At Home series in April, and we've been booked so much, but we just finished it out. It'll be ending the beginning of October. So we've been running a long time. We've actually, I probably have had over 40 to 50 people that I've interviewed. So it's been an incredible experience.
That's really interesting. And it's kind of like what I do here, you know, bringing people on like you to talk about things that, you know, they're passionate about, that they want other people to know about. I really think that we can connect in that way. But I know that you're really passionate about this nonprofit organization, but do you have like another thing that you really enjoy doing?
I really like drawing and things like that, so I'm definitely especially grateful and excited to start this animation process because I'll be doing it myself, and so even though that has to do with the organization, I really enjoy being able to be digital and creating things. I'm really passionate about it. I love painting and things like that. So, and I love traveling as well. I do travel. And it kind of comes with the job, you know, talking and going to different places, especially before coronavirus. I love outreaching and I love motivational speaking. It's just such a fun experience for me to meet people and talk to people and things like that. And I enjoy traveling. So it's definitely fun.
Absolutely. That's really interesting that you would say that because, you know, I have a love for the arts as well. And I really enjoy, you know, drawing and doing art and performing art, obviously, because I'm a ballet dancer. And seeing that we share that is really important to me. And it's really interesting, as you said earlier, that you might want to start a cartoon for the children of with disabilities.
Yeah, I'm especially excited about that.
Absolutely. And staying on that topic, do you have a favorite movie that maybe represents your nonprofit, or maybe it's just like your favorite movie just in general, just for any kind of fun reason?
Actually, my favorite movie, I would say it actually helped my, it really helped me to kick it off and create the courage to really step out there and do something that, you know, not everyday teenagers are doing. So that would have to be The Hunger Games. I know that doesn't necessarily relate to my nonprofit, but her heroism and everything that she embodied and really pushed me to do what I had to do to in order to represent the community and really just help people out. It was her tenacity and courage, and I was just inspired by who she is as a person as well, Jennifer Lawrence. And so that movie just inspired me and her acting in general and who she is as a person. Really just elevated me and pushed me to do what I'm doing now.
That's really different. I never really heard anyone say that Hunger Games is their favorite movie because of that reason. They really just kind of stick to the plot and they're like, I like this movie because of this, this, and this. But you use it and take it into yourself and think of, you know, the main characters of the movie and really try to relate it to yourself. And that's how you, you know, do what you do every single day. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I definitely love that movie.
So as you said earlier, you are also a motivational speaker. What drove you to become one?
I started motivational speaking before I started the nonprofit. I really was compelled. I was just sitting in my living room one day and I just had all these words come into my head and all these phrases and sentences. And I really felt like God was pushing me to get this message out. And so I want to say it was in 2017. I was 16 years old. Oh, it was before that because it was my freshman year. I'd asked my principal or my teacher if I could speak because we were having some type of assembly. And so they read over my speech and they were like, absolutely, go for it. So I spoke in front of my entire high school for the first time ever speaking anywhere. And so I spoke in front of my high school and they absolutely loved it. I had almost every student, I felt like, come up to me and said that they were happy that I took that stance and that I really, you know, woke them up. And so I think ever since then, it kind of kickstarted and I wanted to continue to do it. I spoke at another high school shortly after that, a couple months after that. I spoke for a Martin Luther King event. And so I've just had a passion to speak and stand up on stage. And that's really where it started.
That's awesome, speaking in front of your entire high school. I have spoken in front of my entire freshman class, you know, last year when I was a freshman, and even then I was kind of like shaking. I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not boring them to death. I hope I'm giving something to them that they can understand and take. And for you to do it in front of your entire high school is really inspiring, and hopefully it inspires my listeners, someone out there that wants to speak out on something too, to do something similar to that.
Absolutely.
Of course. And what is the impact that you would like to leave on the world?
I would really want people to understand that you don't have to be at a specific time in your life. Life doesn't have to be grand or great in order for you to make a change or make a difference. If you have one penny to your name, you can still make a difference. You know, I was 17 years old when I decided, it was the end of my junior year when I decided to start my nonprofit. And I didn't have any knowledge or specific skills. But I knew that I had a passion and I wanted to change the world for the better. I wanted people to see the way I see the special needs and disability community. I wanted them to see that And I wanted people to stop feeling bad for my best friend. I wanted them to see that, you know, she's absolutely capable, and her strengths and everything that I admire about her, I want them to see that about the rest of the special needs community. And so it doesn't even have to be a grand gesture where you're starting a nonprofit. It could be as simple as opening the door, or, you know, smiling instead of pointing and asking questions. Really just spreading kindness, that is making an impact, because you never know what simple gesture is really going to change someone's life.
Absolutely. That's so special to hear. And your drive and initiative is really inspiring to me. And I'm so glad that I was able to have you on so you can share that with my listeners.
Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm so upset that this has to come to an end, because I'm having such a good time conversing with you and talking about everything that you and I are both passionate about. But before we go, how can our listeners get involved?
They can go to my website at wecan2wecan.org. That's the number 2, wecan2wecan.org. They can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. We have all of it. And if whether they want to donate or support and share, we appreciate all of it. You know, especially since we're starting this animation process, we definitely appreciate as much support as we can get. So if you can't donate, we definitely appreciate shares and visiting our YouTube and our pages and just talking about it. So thank you guys so much for allowing me to come on and advocate and speak on the podcast. It's definitely special and important to the special needs community to have someone represent them.
Thank you so much, Trinity, for joining me today. And there you have it, everyone. We have Trinity Jagdeo here with me, the founder and CEO of From We Can to We Can. Make sure to reach out, help out with her community and what she's doing. Thank you so much for joining me again, and this is perfect timing. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Again, my name is Cindy Tran-Lonet. I would like to thank my first ever sponsor, Le Anque Chevette, who is the author of We Made Plans. Her book is available online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Mahogany Books, and more. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Perfect Timing Podcast. Make sure you join us every Monday at 2 p.m. through SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or Elite Conversations. And you can also find us on our Instagram, Perfect Timing Podcast. Thank you guys for listening.